A Fairbanks man who helped protect natural resources in Afghanistan is heading up a similar program for polar regions. Longtime University of Alaska Fairbanks faculty member Harry Bader recently completed 3 years in Afghanistan, serving as co-leader of a counterinsurgency cell for the U.S. Agency for International Development. Bader, who won a Heroism Award for his work preventing enemy exploitation of natural resources, is back at UAF, heading up a new Polar Security Center. Bader says the Defense and Homeland Security funded program is scientific research focused.
Sea ice and sea ice dynamics and unmanned aerial vehicles and over-the-horizon radars. But also, it'll have a policy component as well as, I hope, a tactical component where we can partner with the Coast Guard and the military and our state and local emergency management services and industry partners to try to find ways to protect the Arctic.
Bader says the threat to the polar regions has escalated in recent years as climate change has opened up access and demand for the region's natural resources has increased. He says the Arctic can fall prey to a range of rogue activities.
A terrorist threat to energy infrastructure in the Arctic domain. There could be rogue fisheries activities, criminal cartels in the pan-Arctic, especially as it relates to Russian Far East natural resource exploitation.
Bader says the UAF Polar Region Security Center is focused on the protection of economic and other values Alaskans are familiar with.
Arctic is very much an energy sink and a carbon sink, which is a very important role, as well as social services. And we have, as you know, Native communities that are dependent, as well as the Western communities that the role that not just economic and ecological, but in terms of recreation, that these are all areas that are important to maintain.
Bader says the Polar Security Center will also have an instructional role. He says the center is tying in with an emergency management and security degree program offered through the School of Management.